All right, you can be seated. So, good morning, everyone. I want to say hello also to everyone watching online. And today we're going to talk to about trusting God for a comeback. Everyone loves a good comeback story, right? This is a story about a person or a team or a company that faces almost impossible odds and then comes back from that. Have you heard of Bernie Marcus before? He was the son of a poor Russian cabinet maker, and he lived in New Jersey. And in 1978, he was fired from a hardware store called Handy Dan.
So 1978年, 他被一个五金店的公司所, 免职了, 这个五金店叫做 Handy Dan.
And instead of getting down on himself, he teamed up with another guy named Arthur Blank, and they created their own hardware store.
所以他不但因此而沮丧, 反而他跟他的另外一个好朋友, 聚在一起, 开始创业, 开始自己所创办的五金店.
And this store is called the Home Depot. I'm sure you've heard of it.
这个店我们大家听过叫做 Home Depot, 大大有名.
Or how about someone named Wilma Rudolph?
或者你们听过维玛鲁道夫这位女士?
She was born prematurely, and by age 4, she had scarlet fever and double pneumonia.
她出生的时候就是不足月的，然后到 4岁的时候就得到许多严重的疾病，比如说肺炎啊、猩红热等等。
And that left her with a paralyzed leg, and doctors told her, "You're never going to walk without a leg brace."
然后因此她一个腿就残废了，然后医生说，你如果没有这个腿的支架的话，你永远是无法走路的。
But when she was 9, she took off that leg brace and started to walk.
当她九岁了，她居然能够 除掉这个腿的支架, 能够自己行走。
And by 13, she began to run.
13岁的时候, 她开始, 田径赛上的赛跑。
And she still lost every race she entered, but she still ran.
虽然她是每赛必输, 但是她还是继续地跑。
And then one day, she ran and won a race.
有一天她居然赢了。
And then she won more races.
然后她赢得越来越多。
And then she won every race that she entered, including 3 Olympic gold medals. That is a comeback. I could give you more comebacks. There was Albert Einstein, who was expelled from school. And so was Thomas Edison. There's Lee Iacocca, who pulled the Chrysler Corporation back from bankruptcy.
So, 有位李艾克克先生, 他曾经把美国已经快要破产的一家汽车公司叫做 Chrysler, 然后让他能够起死回生.
There's someone named Arumina Sinha, who lost her leg in a horrible train accident, and then later was able to climb to the top of Mount Everest.
然后在印度有位女士，神奇的女士叫做Arumina Singhai。这位女士在经过火一个火车的事件以后，她的腿被火车斩过去以后，必须要截肢，然后靠着意志，她居然能够爬到喜马拉雅的最高峰，所谓的圣母峰。We
love these stories, right? They spark something deep within us.
我们都非常喜欢这样的故事，因为它在我们内心深处触动的一些东西。
If these people could somehow face these tragic events and then overcome them, maybe we can too.
既然这些人能够在面对困难的困境中能够反败 为圣，也许我们也能。
We look to these stories for inspiration.
然后从这些故事里面，我们得到了许多的很大的激励。
And in the Bible, there's a comeback that's greater than any of these. This is the comeback of Job.
然后在圣经我们看到有一个人物，他的人生的反转要比我刚刚提过的所有这些人呢，更是的绝地大反攻。那这个人的名字叫做约伯。
And we read about Job in the book of Job in the Old Testament.
我们在旧约的约伯记里面读到约伯的故事。
And Job was a wealthy man living in somewhere called the land of Uz, and that means that he was not actually an Israelite.
这个约伯他是一个大财主，他的住的地方叫做乌斯，这也表示说他并不是以色列人，他是所谓的外邦人。
He was a Gentile, but he still worshipped God.
虽然是外邦人，他还是非常敬虔的敬拜神。
And he is described as being very virtuous and very wealthy.
然后圣经这样形容他是一个非完全正直的一个大财主。
And his life is going great, but then an accuser enters God's throne room.
当他的日子过得非常顺心的时候，有一天一个控告者，到了神的面前来指控。
Now, some scholars will say this is Satan. Others will say it's just an angel playing the role of a prosecutor in a courtroom. But either way, this accuser tells God that Job is only acting pious because of his self-interest.
有的学者认为这是撒旦，有的学者认为是天使来扮演一个像法庭中一种检察官那种指控者的一个角色。无论如何，他跟神说，约伯如此的虔诚，是因为为了自身的利益，为了他的好处才这么做的。
But God knows that Job's holiness is more about his love for him than his self-interest, so he allows Job to be tested.
但是神知道约伯绝对不是因为为了自己的好处才是如此的虔诚。所以神允许约伯受到一些试炼。
And in one day, he loses all of his livestock, which is his wealth, his servants, and all of his children.
有一天突然他所有的牲畜，就是他所有的财富，他的仆人，甚至他所有的儿女都遭了难，都没了。
Then he loses his health, as the accuser is allowed to strike him with illnesses that bring him to the very brink of death.
因为这个控诉者，神允许这控诉者用疾病来击打约伯，所以他甚至连他的健康都要失去，到了几乎要濒临死地的时候了。
In this state of crisis, how will Job respond?
在这种程度的危机下，你觉得约伯有什么样的反应呢？
So we're going to look at a few key passages in Job and discover what his response is.
所以让我们来借着几段圣经来发掘约伯是如何应对这样的危机。
And what we see there, what we learn, will help us too.
然后我们学到东西是绝对能够对我们有所注意的。
Because we all face unforeseen trials in our lives, right?
因为我们每一个人都会遇到一些不可知的一些状况，是不是？
And how we face those trials will determine if we give up or if we can have a comeback.
我们的对面对这种试炼的态度，决定了我们是要放弃呢，还是要继续的奋斗呢？
And because I'm from Saddleback and we love acrostics, I have an acrostic for you today.
因为我是从马鞍山来的，我们的牧师，我们的教会很喜欢用所谓的字母诗的形态来造一个句哈。所谓字母诗就是一个句子里面第一个字母，然后把这个所有的第一个字母串联成一个字。所以Elder 牧师今天要串联这个字叫做 TRUST， explain it a little bit。所以他会用这 TRUST 拼起来就是信告。但是每一个字母就代表一个信息，好吧 ？Okay.
Yes, TRUST. Five things that we can learn from the life of Job that are going to help us respond well during any crisis we face and learn to lean on God.
所以从这五个字母，我们可以学到五样功课，来帮助我们在困境中能够反败为胜。
All right, so the first T in trust is tell God exactly how you feel.
好，这个 T-R-U-S-T 第一个字母叫做 T， T 就是信靠神，在神面前能够坦白表达出你真正的感受。
See, part of trusting God is being honest with God about how you feel.
所以信靠神的一部分就是你能够很坦白地告诉你心里真正的感受。
Are you honest with God about what you're thinking, or do you shelter him from your true feelings?
你是对神一切的敞开感坦白呢，还是你要隐藏一部分，觉得好像你在保护神一样，不要让神知道你真正的感受？
See, sometimes we feel like we have to protect God from our true feelings, like it's going to hurt him if we're honest.
有时候觉得，哎，我们要保护神，我们把那个心里的所想的都讲出来的话，也许神会受到伤害。
But you can actually share God with your true raw emotions. He can take it.
但是事实上是神是远比你的要强大的多，你可以赤裸的表达出你心里的所想所念。
And being honest with God about how you feel is an act of trust and an act of worship.
所以坦白向神坦白交代你的感受，是一种信靠神，也是一种敬拜神的方式。
Even if your honest feelings are complaining or doubt or fear or resentment or anger, God wants to hear it.
即使说您的一些感受是很负面的，否则说你在抱怨，或者是你有恐惧，或者是你觉得不公不平等等的负面的情绪，都可以向神坦诚。
Yes, just read the Psalms. It's full of all of these emotions.
如果不信的话，请您去看看诗篇哈。
And in Job 1:20, we read about how Job reacted to the news about his loss.
所以在约伯记一章二十节，我们看到约伯听到这些坏消息以后的反应。
In verse 1:20, we read, "Then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head and fell on the ground and worshipped."
所以在一章二十节，于是约伯起来，撕裂外袍，剃了头，俯伏在地上敬拜。
So in Job's culture, tearing your robe and shaving your head were just a way to express the grief and anger that you were feeling to God.
所以在约伯身处的那个文化，当你撕掉外袍，剃了头，就代表一种深度的哀恸，在神面前表达你所有的哀恸的情绪。
So he did this to express his anger to God, but then it says he worshipped. They were together.
Yeah, 所以他等于是说跟神一起，当他表达这些真实的感受情绪的时候，他等于是在跟神一起敬拜。
And Job experiences pain and confusion. He complained. He even blamed God. But at the end of his ordeal, he confessed worship to God.
所以在这个经过的时候，他有抱怨，甚至咒诅神这种情绪的爆发。但是在最后的时候，他是认罪，然后呢，敬拜神。
I can't think of a greater way to build intimacy with God than being honest with him about how you are feeling.
所以我觉得在这个与神分享你心里内心的真实的感受，是与神沟通的一个再好不过的一个方法。
Write this down. God never wants me to fake an emotion.
神永远不需要你伪装你的情绪，你的感受。
Listen to what Jeremiah encourages in Lamentations 2:19.
我们在这个耶利米哀诉，看看耶利米是你是怎么样说的。
Arise, cry out in the night, at the beginning of the night watches. Pour out your heart like water before the presence of the Lord.
耶利米哀诉二章十九节，夜里每到交更的时分，你要起来呼喊，在主面前你要倾心如水。
It says, pour out your heart like water.
这里说要倾心如水。
In other words, you got to spill your guts before God in prayer.
也就是说，在神面前，你可以靠着祷告，在神面前撕身裂 撕心裂肺的向神祷告，向神祈求。
And we see this in not only Jeremiah's life, but Naomi, David, Habakkuk, all trust God to handle their emotions.
不但是耶利米，我们还看到在这个拿俄米，在大卫等等这些人身上都看到这样的这样的一种信靠，完全能够坦诚的交代你的情绪。
And David too, you can see what he wrote in Psalm 116:10. He says, "I believed in you, so I said, I am deeply troubled, Lord."
所以在诗篇116第十节的时候，大卫是这样说的：我虽然说我受了极大的痛苦，但我仍然相信。
Says, because I believe in God, I know I can complain to God. That's why even complaining can be worship.
Yeah, 因为我相信你，所以我甚至可以相信到一个地步，可以在里面敞开来，甚至抱怨都可以。
So let me ask you, what frustration do you have that you haven't talked to God about yet?
So 让我问你您一个问题，你最近遇到一些什么不好的事情或者烦扰的事情？你可以向神敞开的心房去倾吐呢，能够倾心如水呢。
You need to be honest with yourself and with God and tell God exactly how you feel.
你必须要对自己诚实，更重要是对神诚实，能够把真实的状况、真实的心态向神表白。
And then next, in any tough situation, in the mourning, in the waiting, we need to refuse to become discouraged.
另外一个第二个就是 R, OK? 那就在这个哀动，在这个悲痛的，在这个等待的状况的时候，我们要拒绝灰心丧志。
You can refuse to become discouraged because you have a choice of whether you're discouraged or not.
我说你可以拒绝，是因为你在这里有一个选择，你可以选择灰心，或者你可以选择靠神来改变你的心境。
There's a preacher named D.L. Moody, and he said, "I've never known a discouraged person to be used by God."
所以很有名的穆迪先生他说过，我从来没有看到一个灰心丧志的人是神所重用的。
And that's just because discouragement says, "I don't trust God to keep His promises." And it means you can't see how God is working through your pain.
所以当你灰心的时候，就表示你不信任神会供应你。也就是说，你在你的痛苦中，你看不到神是如何的在你痛苦中做的工。
And you need to remember that your disappointments are God's appointments.
所以你要记得，就是当你在灰心失望的时候，也就是与神有约的时刻来到了。
God is still working behind the scenes. He's just testing to see how you will react.
那神还是在幕后做工，他只是在试炼你，看你会做一些什么样的反应。
And so discouragement is a choice, just like worship is a choice.
所以这个所谓的灰心是一种选择，就像你要选择敬拜神一样，这是一种选择。
And like Job, we can remain hopeful and worshipful no matter what is going on in our lives.
像约伯一样，我们不管发生了什么的状况，我们可以选择要有盼望，选择继续敬拜神。
So in Job 1:21-22, this is what Job says. He said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrong.
约伯记一章二十一到二十二，约伯是这样说：我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身离去。赏赐的是耶和华，收回的也是耶和华。耶和华的名是应当称颂的。在这一切事上，约伯没有犯罪，也没有归咎于神。
And from how Job handles his horrible situation, we can learn that the antidote to discouragement is worship.
所以从约伯的经验，我们看到能够对付灰心丧志的最好的解药就是敬拜神。
We just have to shift our focus from our bad circumstances to God's sovereignty, His rule over our life.
所以我们要从我们对于环境的专注，把这个专注归到神的身上，然后他能够带我们度过这些难关。
So we're going to go through some verses right now, and we're going to see some things that Job can teach us about God's love for us, and it'll give us a way to worship God better.
所以我下面我跟大家分享一些经节哈，然后让我们看到了神是如何的能够爱我们，让我们能够更加的能够敬拜神，敬拜的更虔诚更好。
From Job 10:12, we learn that God will never stop loving me.
所以从约伯记十章十二节，我们看到神对我们的爱是永不止息的。
Job says, "You have granted me life and steadfast love, and your care has preserved my spirit."
他说，你赐我生命，又向我施慈爱，你的眷顾保守我的心灵。
Job 23:14, we learn that God has a plan for our lives.
由约伯记二十三十四节，我们看到神对我们的生命是有一个计划的。
For he, that's God, will complete what he appoints for me, and many such things are in his mind.
他为我所定的，他必成全这类的事情，他还有许多。
From Job 23:10 and 31:4, we learn God cares about every detail of your life.
从约伯记二十三十节，我们看到神关注你，我们生命中的所有的细节的东西。
23:10 says, "But he knows the way I take." When he has tried me, I shall come out as gold.
他说，可是他知道我所行的道路，他试炼我之后，我必像金晶出现。
And from Job 31:4, it says, does he not see my ways and number all of my steps?
约伯三十一第四节讲说，神不是查看我的道路，数算我的一切脚步吗？
From Job 34, we learn God is in control even when I don't understand.
所以约伯记三十到十四到十五，所以当我们不了解的时候，神是还在掌权的。
If God were to take back His Spirit and withdraw His breath, all life would cease, and humanity would again turn to dust.
他若对人决心这样做，他若把灵与气收归自己，有血肉生命的就都一同气绝身亡，世人都归回尘土。
And from Job 5:11, we learn that God will protect us.
从约伯五章十一节，我们看到神会保护我们。
It says, "He sets on high those who are lowly, and those who mourn are lifted to safety."
他把低微的安置在高位，把哀恸的高举于安稳之处。
And we can rest in this promise from Habakkuk chapter 3.
所以我们可以在这哈巴谷的这段经节里得到平安，得到安稳。
Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation.
Okay, this is testing your eyesight a little bit. Okay, I'll try. I need large prints, please. 无花果树不发芽，葡萄树不……你们念吧 ，OK, okay.。Good audience. 你们。
So this verse is saying, no matter what happens in your life, you can still rejoice in the Lord.So if you're feeling discouraged, I encourage you, go back to these verses in the outline and just meditate on them this week.
So if you're feeling discouraged, I encourage you, go back to these verses in the outline and just meditate on them this week. So if you're feeling discouraged, I encourage
you, go back to these verses in the outline and just meditate on them this week. So if you're feeling discouraged, I encourage you, go back to
所以当你在沉思默思这些经节的时候，我保证神的灵会感动改变你，你对事情的看法会有不同的看法。
So next, the you in trust is unite with other people that will help me focus on God.
另外一个这个 trust 中的 you 就是说与其他人团结联合。
So you can't actually be a Christian by yourself.
作为基督徒，你不可能是一个孤单的人哈，是这个单枪匹马 ，OK， 不可能的。
You actually need to be in a group of like-minded Christians who you can support and who can support you.
你必须要在一个志同道合的一些弟兄姐妹中间，你可以 可以得到支持，你也可以支持别人。
There's a German pastor named Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Some of you probably heard of him. He says Christianity means community through Jesus Christ. No Christian community is more or less than this. We belong to one another on and through Christ Jesus.
有位非常有名的德国的一个神学家，同时一个牧师，叫做包霍法。我相信很多人都大概都听过哈，因为他自己讲过这句话，就是说。基督信仰就表示它是一个共同体，在基督里面一个共同体，没有一个基督的团契是能够是不是这个样子的 ？OK， 啊、我们属于通过耶稣，靠着在耶稣里面，我们是彼此相连，是属于彼此的。
And what he's trying to explain is that Jesus is like the glue that binds us all together.
他想着说，就是耶稣就像那个强力胶，把我们通通连在一起。
And if we are bound to Jesus, then we are bound together with other believers too.
如果我们能够住在耶稣里面，那我们同样也能够与许多的弟兄姐妹联合在一起，绑在一起。
See, oftentimes we get in a bad, poor situation, and through that fog of pain, we can't see clearly.
很多时候我们遇到一些状况，当我们在痛苦的迷雾的中间时，我们看不清。
You need others in those moments to give you a healthy perspective and support you and walk alongside you.
就在那一刻，你需要一个处身事外的人，能够看清楚事情，然后给你一个比较正确的方向，正确的看法。
And while Job is mourning, he has four friends who come to him to mourn with him.
约伯正在哀恸的时候，他有四个朋友来看他。
And at first, they don't say anything, and this is probably the best thing they did.
刚开始，这个四个朋友就是不发一言，就是陪着他坐在那里。
They just sat with him in his mourning. This is called the ministry of presence sometimes.
也许这是最好的一种处理事情的方法，就是你去陪着人家，陪伴人家。这是一个种陪伴的事工。
Because often, if people are in grief and you try to say too much, they're not going to even hear it. They're not in a place to hear it.
就当人在这个痛苦的当中的时候，你说的话他不见得一定能够听得到，很可能就是左耳进右耳出，根本是不走心的。
And then later, when the person feels supported and has kind of processed some of that grief, then you can kind of start to share God's perspective on their pain.
到那个人他经过一段时间能够静下心，能够听了，然后这个时候你再把从圣经里面得到了一些亮光跟他分享，这样是比较有效的。
And unfortunately, Job's friends, they jump forward into this and start saying some things that aren't very helpful pretty quickly.
可惜的是这个约伯的这个朋友没有在马鞍山受过这样的教训练。所以他们在静默了七天以后，开口之后讲的话是完全是错误的，因为他们一直在指控，约伯已经是做了很坏的事情，所以神在处罚你。
However, some of what Elihu said, that was one of his friends, was actually very wise.
但是最后这个朋友就是以利户的人，他讲的一段话是还有一些道理在的。
And this is how he encouraged Job in chapter 36. He said, Don't let your anger and the pain you endured make you sneer at God. Reputation and riches can't protect you from distress, nor can you find safety in the dark of the world below. Means there's no hiding from it. Don't turn to evil as a way of escape. God's power is unlimited. Others have praised God for what he has done, so join with them.
所以这个以利户讲的一段比较有道理的话是在约伯记36:18-24，大家一起念好不好？你们要小心，不可愤怒激动你，以致呼求神，也不要因为你的呼求或一切的势力能使你不受患难吗？你不可切莫黑夜来临，或是众人在他们的住处。你要小心，不可转向罪孽，因为你选择罪孽，不选择要神， 就是以利户，第四个朋友以利户比较有智慧。
And so this advice his friend gives him is to focus on God instead of focusing on the pain.
所以他所讲的这段话主要就是说，你不要一直在专注你的痛苦上，而是你要把这个转移到神的身上。
And why do we do this?
我们为什么要这样做呢？
It's because focusing on God alleviates the pain.
因为当你专注在神的身上，你的所受的痛苦就会减轻。
Look at what the Bible has to say about this. Job 12:13.
你看圣经怎么说的？约伯记十二十三。
True wisdom and real power belong to God. From Him we learn how to live and also what we live for.
他有智慧与能力，又有谋略与聪明。
First Chronicles 16:11. Seek the Lord and the strength He gives. Seek His presence continually.
历代志上十六十一，要寻求耶和华和他的能力，要常常寻求他的面。
Psalm 69:32, the humble will see their God at work and be glad. Let all who seek God's help be encouraged.
诗篇六十九三十二，困苦的人看见了就喜乐，寻求神的人呐，愿你们的心苏醒。
And Psalm 63:2, so here I am in the place of worship, eyes open, drinking in your strength and glory.
诗篇六十三第二节说，因此我在圣所中瞻仰你，为要见你的能力和荣耀。
And one more, Philippians 1:19, for I know that through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Christ Jesus, what happened to me will turn out for my deliverance.
腓立比书一章十节，因为我知道神借着你们的祈求和耶稣基督的灵的帮助，我一定会得到释放。
See, the thing that we need most in times of pain is to be unified with God.
所以当我们在极度的痛苦中，我们最需要的就是与神联合。
Because when we're unified with Him, we find rest and comfort.
当我们与他联合的时候，我们就能够找到安慰，找到安息。
But often we have a hard time with this.
但是往往我们却有困难做到这一点。
We can't seem God, see God. He seems distant.
我觉得神好像看不到，摸不到，觉得很遥远。
But Jesus is in the church, not just the building, but the people.
但是耶稣基督就在这个教会中，不是指的建筑物，而是指我们这一群人的当中。
So when we can't see God, we can unite with other believers and see God in them.
所以当我们觉得我们看不到神的时候，我们与这些众圣徒在一起的时候，我们就会从他们的身上看到神的作为。
At Saddleback, we have a recovery ministry called Celebrate Recovery.
所以在马鞍山，我们有一个事工叫做恢复庆祝恢复的一种事工。
And through this ministry, many people have found freedom from their hurts and their habits, their hang-ups.
所以透过这个事工，许多人能够解除了他们的痛苦，或者他们有些上瘾的东西，能够从那里面释放出来。
And a key part of why this ministry works so well is something called open share groups, where people just share their struggles and listen and affirm other struggles.
这个事工能够如此的成功，有一个最重要的关键，就是大家能够分享，然后在这个分享中，你可以把你的挣扎讲出来，同时你也可以倾听别人的挣扎，然后能够帮助别人。
Have you been doing this? Have you been sharing your struggles with other believers, or are you keeping it all to yourself?
您有没有过将你的挣扎、你的困难与弟兄姐妹分享呢？还是你把所有的一些事情都捂在自己的肚子里呢？
So I really encourage you to seek other believers to share your struggles with, to pray with, because you need it more than you even know.
所以我非常鼓励大家能够找到你的一个人或者两个人哈，或者主要有这么一两个人，你是可以坦诚的分享内心的一些东西，我觉得这个非常重要，我非常的鼓励大家这样去做。
So after we unite with other people who help us focus on God, next the S is we surrender our future to God. Surrender my future to God.
所以在 T R U S 以后的 T R U 的后面。就是 S 是什么？就是帮我们的未来交托给神，交托给上帝。
See, when I said that Job was left with nothing, that wasn't completely true.
所以当我提到说约伯是一无所有了，其实那个也不是完全正确。
See, his wife was spared, but unfortunately, she was not much of an encouragement to him.
他的妻子, 没有死, okay? 但是他的妻子对他来说,
and in Job 2, verse 9, his wife said to him, "Are you still trying to maintain your integrity? Curse God and die." But Job replied, "You talk like a foolish woman. Should we accept only good things from the hand of God and never anything bad?" So in all this, Job said nothing wrong.
Okay, 约伯记二章九到十节，大家一起念好不好？ 帮助我一下哈。 Okay, 他妻子对他说，你不如放弃神，死掉算了。可是约伯对他说，你说话像个愚妄的女人。 难道我们从神得福，不应当受祸吗？ 在这一切事上，约伯并没有用口犯罪。好，谢谢大家。And
honestly, I can empathize with Job's wife. I mean, she lost everything too, just like Job did.
其实我对约伯的妻子是有些同理心的，因为她也失去了所有的一切。
And I think she represents how most of us would have reacted in Job's situation.
It
actually would be pretty easy for Job or us just to give up, right? He could have just said, "Well, following God was just a waste of my life because look what happened to me."
Yeah, 他大可以说，你看看。 是什么样的结果？跟随神是一个什么样结果的？我算了吧。
But Job doesn't trust God because of his good fortune and all of his blessings.
但是约伯他追随神，并不是因为神赐给他的那些好处。
He trusts in God regardless of what happens to him in his life.
他相信神，不管是遭遇了什么事情，他还是相信神。
In Job 13:15, he says, "Even if he," that's God, "slays me, I will hope in him."
约伯记十三十五节，他必杀我，我没有指望的，我必在他面前辨明我所行的。See,
Job trusts more in the character of God than he does in his current crisis.
所以约伯他所相信是神的属性，而不是专门就是看在他目前的处境。
So how can we be like this? How can we surrender our future to God? For starters, we can stop worrying. Worrying is often called practical atheism.
所以担心受怕往往是被视为一种无神论的一种实践。
This is because anytime we're worrying, what we're really saying is, "God, we don't believe you're loving or strong enough to help us right now in our circumstances." As Jesus said in Matthew 6, people who don't know God are always worrying.
就像耶稣在马太福音讲说，不相信神的人往往是一天到晚就担心这个，担心那个，一大堆的忧虑。
Here's a joke that I heard this week.
Okay. Good. I like jokes.
An exasperated husband asks his wife, "Why are you always worrying when it doesn't do any good?"
所以这个我最近听了一个笑话，就说有一个做丈夫的，他实在是到了一个气急败坏的时刻，他就问他的那个老婆说，你为什么老是担心这个担心那个，而且对你是一无好处的，你担心什么？对你一点好处都没有。And
she quickly responded, "Oh yes, it does. 90% of the things that I worry about never happen."
You get it? 有好处的，因为我担心这些事情，到后来90%都不会实现，所以我要担心这些事情。So,
you know, we worry about things that haven't actually happened all the time, right?
Yeah, 我们担心的这些事情，很多时候是根本不是会发生的，杞人忧天了。
But Jesus said in Matthew 6, Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Today has enough trouble of its own.
所以耶稣告诉我们说, 不要为明天忧虑, 因为明天自有明天的忧虑, 一天的难处, 一天当就够了。
And God promises to provide for us today.
神也答应说他会照顾我们日用的所需。
Matthew 6:33 says, But above all, pursue his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
所以马太福音6章33讲说,你们要先求他的国和他的义,这一切都必加给你们,这一切。
All these things in this verse is your daily needs.
这一切在这里表达是说你的日常的所需。
And a great way to trust God with your future is to trust him with all these things.
所以能够信靠神的,把未来交托神的一个最好的表达方式,就是把你每日所需交托给他。So
we don't worry about tomorrow, and then we don't worry about today because God is providing for us.
我们对未来事情不可控制的东西,你担心什么?那今天的东西,神会供应。
And this is why Paul wrote in Philippians 4, And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
也就是为什么菲利比,保罗在菲利比说这样子,我的神必照他在基督耶稣里荣耀的丰富,满足你们的一切需要。
I gotta admit, I'm working on this one every day still.
我必须说我每天就是要在这方面有所训练,要锻炼自己。
One day, John Wesley, I don't know if you know, he was the guy that, the pastor that founded Methodism. And he was walking with a troubled man who was expressing his doubt about God's goodness.
And
the troubled man said to John Wesley, I don't know what to do with all this worry and trouble.
所以这个朋友就跟这个卫斯理讲说，哎呀，我真的不知道这些麻烦，这些烦心事，我真的不知道要怎么处理了，好烦啊。And
they're walking along, you know, this field, and at the same moment, Wesley sees a cow looking over the wall.
然后他们在走了这个大概是一个乡间的路，就看到有一头牛，然后这个牛呢正在对着这个墙的另一边在那边。
And so he asked the man, do you know why that cow is looking over the wall? And the worried man said, no. And Wesley said, the cow's looking over the wall because she can't see through it. And that's what you have to do with your trouble. You look over it.
Okay, Wesley said, 这个牛啊,它要往上看,是因为它没办法透过这个墙,它看不到什么东西,它唯一的选择就是往上看。所以当你面对这些困难的时候,你同样的也应该像这个牛一样,应该是往上看,而不是对着一面墙,挡住你一切视线的墙,对着这面墙来看。See,
faith in God enables us to look past our troubles, our worries, and focus on Christ.
所以对神的信心让我们能够忘记我们这些忧虑而向上看。
And if you're like me, you're staring at the wall too much.
Alright, okay. 如果你像我的,很可能你是对着一面墙这边看得很久啊。
And instead we have to look over the wall to God's provision.
而且我们应该做的是看透过,越过这个墙去看,向上看。
We have to stop focusing on what is untrue, all those possible things that might happen in the future but are unlikely. And instead, we fix our thoughts on what is true. God is loving and powerful. He is trustworthy, and he will meet all of your needs.
因为神是爱,神是大能的,神是信实的,然后他会供应你的每日的所需。
So to review, first we tell God how we feel.
Okay, 我们来复习一下哈, 所以我们第一要做的事情就是告诉神，把你真实的感受，告诉神。
We refuse to become discouraged because it's a choice.
因为你要拒绝变成一个灰心的人，因为这是你可以选择的。
We unite with other people who will help us focus on God.
然后与你的志同道合的弟兄姐妹们联合，然后让你能够专注在神的身上。
We surrender our future to God.
我们未来交托给神。
And then finally, the last T is we trust Jesus for every detail of our comeback.
然后当我们最后的结局就是我们大反转的一切的细节，一切的事情我们都交托给神，相信神会处理。
And honestly, it doesn't get more, any more simple than this.
事实上真的非常简单的一件事情，真的是一个非常简单的事情。
If you've already trusted Jesus with your life, then you can trust him with everything else.
您既然把性命都交托，甚至你的永生都交托在神的身上，还有什么事情你是不能够相信神的呢？
See, Paul reminds us in Romans 5, God shows his love for us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
罗马书五章八节，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神对我们的爱就在此显明了。
And that means that if God loved us enough to save us while we were still in sin, now that we're redeemed, he will care for us even more.
这表示当我们在罪人的时候，神甚至为我们死，让我们能够得到救赎。那他对我们其他方方面面，那就是更是不言而喻了，就不要再讲了。
Jesus said it like this in John 16. I've told you all this so that trusting in me, you will be unshakable and assured, deeply at peace. In this godless world, you will continue to experience difficulties. But take heart, I have conquered the world.
所以约翰福音十六章三十三节，耶稣是这样说的：我把这些事告诉你们，是要使你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有患难，但你们放心，我已经胜了这个世界。
See, because we're in Jesus, and Jesus has conquered the world and all of his troubles, we have conquered it too.
因为我们是在基督耶稣里面，所以当耶稣说他已经克服了这个世界的时候，我们也应该也是克服了这个世界。
We are victors in Jesus.
在耶稣基督里，我们是一个得胜的勇士。
Paul says in Romans 8, No, despite all of these things, that's everything in your life, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ, who loves us.
所以保罗在罗马书八章三十七节是这样说的，但靠着爱我们的那一位，我们在这一切事上就得胜有余的。
So don't forget to trust God with even the little things, because often we only give our big problems to God.
别忘了把你的小的困难、小的事情也要交托给神，因为往往我们一个习惯就是 只把大的事情交托给神。
He wants us, God wants us to bring everything to him, whether we see it as a big problem or a small problem. That's part of trust.
Okay, 不管大小事，我们认为是重要的或者不重要的，大小事神都要我们能够交托给神。
So a minute ago, right, we spoke about cows and walls. And here's another lesson about walls.
Okay, 我们刚刚讲到的是一个有关牛的故事，现在我要讲到一个有关墙的故事。
You know, there's an animal in Africa called an impala. It's like a little deer.
Okay, 在非洲有一个羚羊，我特别去搜 Google 了一下，这羚羊叫做高脚羚羊，脚很长哈。
And this little deer, this impala, can jump 10 feet high in one leap or 30 feet across.
当这个高脚羚羊它一蹦的话，可以蹦高到十尺高，它一跳的话，可以跳得远到
But if you put an impala in a zoo, you only need a 3-foot wall.
但是当你把这个高脚羚羊养在动物园的时候，您那个墙只需要三尺墙就够了。
So why won't they jump over just a 3-foot wall?
为什么这个高脚羚羊为什么不能够跳十尺高？为什么这个三尺的墙跳不过去呢？
See, the thing about an impala is it will only jump if it can see where their feet will land.And the wall blocks that.
这个羚羊它有个习性，只要它 他要看到落脚处他才敢跳。
It will not jump if it can't see where its feet will fall.
如果他看不到那个落脚的那个地方的话，他是不敢跳的。
And we need to be different than that.
我们不要像这个高脚羚羊一样。
That's because faith is the ability to trust in what we can't see.
因为信心就是对未见之事，我们还是要能够信靠神。
And with faith, you can jump over those little walls and out of fear.
然后我们可以靠着信心跳过这个墙，然后能够除去我们的恐惧。
So let's go back to the life of Job for a moment, because we've talked about his circumstances and what he did, but what happened after that? What was his comeback?
所以我们讲了很多跟约，我们再回到约伯的身上哈。我们看看他最大的结局是怎样一个大翻转的结局。
So in the book of Job, after chapters of complaining and mourning and his friends talking to him, he finally gets to have a discussion with God himself.
所以在经过许多许多经节，一个他的约伯的抱怨、朋友的指控等等等等以后，终于到了最后的大结局的时候。
And God doesn't answer Job about why he's going through what he's going through.
所以他跟神有一段对话，但是神并没有告诉他所谓的为什么。
He basically just says, Job, you're far too nearsighted to really know what's going on right now.
他基本上就告诉神，哎呀，你这个眼光太短浅了，你知识太浅薄了，你没有办法去了解那些所谓属神的奥秘的事情，跟你讲也没有用。
But God does affirm that Job was sinless in the way that he treated or behaved during all of his crisis.
但是神的确的确认了神约伯是无罪的，然后就是等于是替他洗冤一样。
His friends who came to comfort him, however, had brought God's anger upon them for the untruths that they had said to Job during his situation.
但是那些四位来安慰他的朋友，反而因为说了一些不中听的不对的话。以至于让神觉得非常的愤怒，神要处罚他们。
And this is because they told Job, well, Job, you must have done something wrong, something that deserves the treatment that you're getting from God right now.
因为他们讲了那么一大段的话，最主要的中心信息就是说，你一定是做了一些见不得人、见不得神的事情，所以神现在处罚你，赶快认罪悔改吧。那约伯一直在否认说，我没有做，我没有做。
But Job swore his innocence to his friends, and God sided with Job.
所以他的朋友的指控约伯是一再的否认，最后神也是认证了约伯，然后站在约伯的这一边。
And then God asks Job to intercede for his friends so that they don't face judgment for their actions.
然后神还把一个任命指派给约伯，就是要约伯为他这个四个朋友代祷。这样的话，他的朋友才不会遭到神的震怒。
And don't miss this, because this is when Job's comeback happens.
大家注意，这一段就是约伯的生命的绝地大反攻的时刻来了。
Job 42, it says, And the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he had prayed for his friends, and the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before.
所以我们看到约伯记后的时候，第42章第十节的时候，有吗？
So when he prayed for his friends,
okay, 就这个大反攻的大反转的时刻来临，就是说约伯替他朋友祷告，耶和华就恢复约伯原来的景况，还照约伯以前所有的一切加倍赐给他。
Right at that moment when he was interceding for others, when he wasn't focused on himself, then God interceded for Job.
当他没有在专注在自己身上，而在为别人代祷的时候，同样的，神也照顾了他，让他的恢复不但恢复，而且加倍。
And that's when he restored Job.
这就是约伯的故事。
And things could have gone much differently for Job, right?
其实约伯这个结局有很可能是另外一个结局。
He could have gave up, cursed God, and died, like his wife told him.
很可能就干脆放弃，或者是诅咒神，或者就照他太太所说的去死吧。
Instead, he trusted God through all of it, even to the point of interceding for his friends who were in the wrong.
但是他一路上就信靠神，甚至当神让他为他这个 指控他的朋友带倒的时候，他也照做了。
We often don't know why bad things happen to good people.
很多时候我们不能够明白为什么坏的事情会发生在好人的身上。
You know, sometimes it's because the world has fallen, or of our own mistakes, or we suffer because of other people's mistakes.
Yeah, 很多是因为我们处的是一个堕落的世界 ，OK？ 那另外有时候是因为我们自己错，有时候是因为别人错所引起的痛苦，所引起的一些遭遇。
But often, like Job, we don't even begin to have an answer for our pain.
但是很多时候就像约伯一样，我们就是在我们痛苦中是找不到什么答案的。
However, we can trust God in the midst of that pain.
但是我们能够在痛苦中能够信靠依赖神。
He will bring us through.
他会帮助我们渡过难关。
So this week, take a look at your life.
好，今天给大家一个任务哈，就是你稍微看看你自己，检查一下自己。
Have you been honest with God about what you're thinking and feeling?
所以你对神是否常常是能够把自己心里一些真正的感受向神坦白的交代呢？
You need to go to him in prayer and share your true feelings with him.
请您在祷告中与他分享你真正心中的所想的。
Have you made the choice not to be discouraged?
说你已经做了一个不要作为一个灰心丧胆人的一种选择吗？
Meditate on the verses we looked at today and let the Spirit change your perspective.
如果不是的话，请您再默想一下我们今天提到一些经文。他会帮助你重新再检视，重新有一个新的角度来看事情。
Do you have other Jesus followers you can share your journey with?
然后您有没有在属灵上有没有小伙伴呢？与您一起走这个人生的道路呢
？If not, you need to find just one or two people that you can do your life with.
呀，如果没有的话，请您现在就开始寻找这个人，一个人、两个人都可以，你需要有个伴儿。
Have you surrendered your future to God, or are you worrying about things that are out of your control?
所以您是不是把你的未来一切都交托给神呢？还是你常常为这未来的一些不可能发生的事情在那边担心忧虑呢？
Remember, you have to give up the things that you think you control to your Father who loves you and is always in control.
Yeah, 所以您必须把所有的事情主权交托给神，因为只有他才是一个完全掌权的主。
And do you trust Jesus with not only your redemption, but with all the other parts of your life?
所以你相信神，不但相信他救赎你，更把你生命里面的各种的角落、各种的事情都交托给他呢？
Please pray with me.
大家一起祷告。
Father, I know everyone in this room has either now or at some point gone through circumstances that were painful and that they just didn't understand.
现在主我们深信在座的每一个人在过去或者今天或者甚至未来都会经过一些痛苦的让我们不能够了解的事情。
Oftentimes we don't get an answer to why we've gone through these painful circumstances.
很多时候我们对我们所经历的这些痛苦的经历我们是无解的，没有答案的。
But I pray these things in our life will drive us closer to you instead of away from you.
但是我祈求在我们经历这些困难的时候是能够更接近你而不是远离你。
Help us change our worries into worship.
把我们的忧虑改变成为对您的敬拜。
We need your help to trust you and to share our deep feelings and hurts with you and with others.
我们必须要您的帮助让我们能够与别人分享我们内心最深处的一些伤害或者是忧虑。
And we pray that as we reach out to you, that you will deliver us from our pain and bring healing.
当我们向您伸出手的时候，您会帮助我们，让我们能够走过这些道路，能够得以恢复。
And as we cling to you, Lord, we just pray that, like Job, that you will restore double what we have lost.
主，当我们紧紧地抓住您的时候，我们也祈求像约伯一样，我们不但能够恢复，还是能够加倍地得到偿还。
We pray that even our pain will bring you glory.
我们祈求甚至在我们痛苦的时候也能够将荣耀加给您。
And we pray that you restore us.
我们也祷告祈求您能够使我们得以痊愈恢复。
We trust you and we ask this in your name, Father.
我们信靠我们祈求靠主耶稣基督的圣名这样的祷告。
Amen.
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 感谢主。 Thank you.